This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are set to introduce the top economic officials that they've picked for their administration at an event a little later on today. The incoming president and vice president first made their picks public in a statement on Monday, including the choice of former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to be the first woman to lead the Treasury Department in its 231-year history. The economic team will face the immediate challenge of handling the effects of the coronavirus pandemic on the world's largest economy. With more on COVID-19 and its impact on the economy, Jackie Quinn from Associated Press.
Sparks released ahead of a Senate Banking Committee hearing. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the surge in new COVID cases in the U.S. and abroad is concerning and could prove challenging for the next few months. He says a full economic recovery is unlikely until people are confident it's safe to re-engage in a broad range of activities. Powell says that vaccine distribution will be challenging, making it difficult to assess the economic implications of that process. Both Powell and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are testifying. Mnuchin's remarks indicate that the Trump administration is still willing to support a targeted fiscal package to provide further economic relief. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Waving her hands, chanting party slogans, and making victory signs yesterday in Pakistan's central city of Multan, the youngest daughter of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto reminded people of her firebrand mother. This was 27-year-old Asifa Bhutto Zardari's official launch into politics. Almost by chance, she was filling in for her